You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
Makes me want to do like a Tom Cruise in my white, get whitey tighties and just slide across the phone. Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janity, joined in studio by the lovely Kristen Snyder.
What's up, guys?
And Bing is redoing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Vampire Diaries, Season 4, Episode 20. Finally,
wow.
The originals.
Wow.
Wow.
We wanted to hate it.
We really wanted to hate it.
We love it.
We didn't want the spinoff, but we can't wait for the spinoff. It was an amazing episode.
Can it start next week?
Yeah, that's where I'm like going through it because I'm like, okay, how long is it going to take for it to get picked up, shot? Mm-hmm. Like, can we get this as soon as Vampire Diaries is over? Can we start the originals? That way, you know, it kind of keeps us going.
If you didn't like Klaus before, you love him now.
Yeah.
You love him.
Yep.
I love him.
And you're going to be really dedicated to his character.
Yeah.
And if you loved Klaus before, I mean, he's like the new Beatles. Like, girls are swooning.
I was, like, obsessed with Damon before, but now I'm like...
Klaus totally takes the cake.
Yeah. Klaus is the trend right now. I can't even stop thinking about him. I just want to help him.
This episode, I mean, was... so well done. The general idea of why I'm going to like the originals, I really think I'm just tired of the love story with Vampire Diaries.
I agree.
It's so epic. It's great love and all that stuff, yada, yada. And we've been so sucked into it that mm-hmm. it's like last week when I said, Stefan and holding Elena's hand, and it was mm-hmm. just epic love. I was so amazed by it. But then to watch this, I was like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. It's just all about the adventure and badass vampires. Yeah. And
there's more elements to it
mm-hmm.
as well. And I guess it's also new territory unexplored because I'm kind of sick of Mystic Falls. And there's more to this than just love. And there's more than just high school love. It's like a bigger love,
mm-hmm.
you know? There's going to be a family and there's going to be maybe some babies.
Do you watch True Blood?
I don't.
You don't. I'm a big fan of True Blood. Love True Blood. However, honestly, I really hope the original stays with this format because the one thing that bothers me with True Blood is it gets a little campy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode of the originals was so, like, classic. It was it was great.
Yeah.
Let's get into what happened. I mean, Catherine shows up at the Salvador's and basically tells them about Klaus being gone.
He's gone. And she apparently knows that right away because she wrote the letter. And at first I was like, oh, she's chasing him out of town. Like, is this even real? But apparently it is.
I felt like, I don't know if it's just because we've now seen Elena acting two totally different ways, but Kevin's character is kind of weak for me this episode.
She's in love.
Well, that's true. I guess. And I guess I'm at a point where I love Elena's character now because she's so dedicated to it that I don't know where I stand with Catherine. It's like, oh, you really are a badass. Like, Elena's a badass.
Exactly. But how long can she pull this badass? Because they're starving her.
And they're starving her, and next week looks like it's going to be a very interesting episode itself. But let's go to New Orleans. I mean... Haley, it starts with Haley at a bar asking about her family, to a witch. The witch says, go to the bayou and you'll find a group of werewolves by the Rugayu, the name Rugayu. They stole some of her hair, and we learn that the witches' names are Sophie and Jane Ann.
Devereaux.
Yes, and they're looking for Klaus. So they're using Haley's hair, figuring that they'll be able to find him. Which, technically, that's not really what they were doing. What they were really looking for is to find out if that baby was Klaus's.
Exactly.
Crazy.
And they confirmed, I guess, that it is.
Klaus is going to be a daddy. If you guys want to call in and, you know, just talk about this with us, because part of me is blown away.
Yeah.
My mouth is a little numb from to even talk about it. It's 424-256-1633. That's 424-256-1633. Come chat it up with us. Okay.
You know who would be great to throw that baby shower?
Caroline.
Yeah.
No, she wouldn't, because low-key Caroline would be like, you messed it up even more.
Oh, my God. What is she? All I could think about was, what is she going to do when she finds this out?
She might be happy, actually, because it kind of takes the whole Haley and Tyler thing away from each other.
That's true.
And it's definitely going to cause Tyler and Haley to never be with each other.
Haley's always getting in the way of Caroline's love.
That's a home wrecker.
That bitch needs to go.
If I'd ever seen one, that's her. So they cause Haley's car to break down, all the stuff, and then this group of people, they pick her up in the woods, and then we don't see her again.
What did you think was going on at that point?
I didn't know if it was like the pack of wolves who were going to use her for something and, you know, talk to her tied up because they didn't know if she was working for Klaus or whatnot, or if the werewolves and the witches were working together, you know, which I kind of see that happening for the originals.
Right. I just never saw this plot coming.
The pregnancy one?
Yeah.
Sure didn't. Y'all done took us to the left with that one. I mean, I felt like, damn.
Teaching us to wear protection.
Even when you can't get nothing pregnant, you still can get something pregnant.
Exactly.
That's just
apparently he did not think that.
No, he did not.
Because he didn't have a daddy around to tell him.
Right. I think we have a caller on the line.
Oh, good.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you from? Oh, caller, you there?
Hi.
What's
I'm
up?
I'm Courtney from D.C.
What up, Courtney?
Hi, Courtney.
Called in the last week, right?
Yeah, I know. I just want to say I love this episode.
We did, too. What were some of your favorite parts?
Okay, first of all, Klaus is having a baby.
Yes.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Klaus done got a girl pregnant. What else? How do you feel about Marcel?
I think he's fine. I don't like him because he's trying to talk to my baby, Klaus. But he is nice to look at.
Show is. I like the character that he brings. I think it's a great balance of evilness, but there's still that brotherly connection with Klaus. It's going to be really interesting to see what forms between the two of them.
And I like how Klaus put him in his place. Like, first of all, you told him not the side of your neck to Klaus. He older than you. He vampire and wolf.
Right.
He made you. I don't...
But wait, for one second, did anyone think that Klaus was going to have to go on his knee or pay him respect or something? For one second, did it cross your mind?
I hope
not. I was praying.
I really was, too. I was like, please don't do that right now. That'll just ruin this whole entire episode. And I'm so glad that that didn't happen. All right, Courtney, one last thing before we let you go. With Rebecca... Where do we think Rebecca's going to stay? I know one of our fans, Jillian Swan, tweeted at me. She said, Rebecca's gone. I didn't get from this episode that Rebecca was leaving. I thought Rebecca was definitely staying in Mystic Falls.
Mm-hmm. She signed on for the original, so she don't do her act to death, but she's about to be an aunt, so.
Well, yeah.
Can I say you one of my favorite lines from Foster's
Yes,
episode.
Please do.
He said, so Elijah said, what about the baby? He said, every king needs his heir. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, yep. we were gasping at that point as well.
It's going to be kind of epic to see the storyline for Klaus with this show.
Mm-hmm. Now, one more thing, and then I'm gonna hang out. Yeah. They need to stop playing him with blondes. I mean, I'm a big Taylor fan.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
But I don't see him with a blonde. No.
Well, other than Caroline, I could see Klaus with Caroline.
Other than Caroline,
but when
I was like, Tamir, I was like, be with Haley. If you don't be with somebody, be with the mother of your child. And just,
well, I know this is so horrible to say, but I don't want him to be with Haley at all. I don't want that to ever happen. I'll be really upset. Like, I wouldn't even mind if when she has the baby, he killed Haley. I know that. Isn't that bad?
What if Haley dies in childbirth?
I would love that, actually. And I'm sorry to her, because if I was her, I wouldn't want no one to hate me, because I would still want to be on the show.
Right.
But I just don't like her character. How do you feel about her character, Courtney?
Well, see, I like her because she's cute, and I liked her on the Secret Circle, so I'm a little biased.
No, I liked her on the Secret Circle. I do think she's cute, but I don't know. Her character, you know why I have such a love for Caroline?
Exactly.
And like we just spoke, I feel like Haley just gets all up in Caroline's love life business, and it's like, girl, you slept with Tyler. You were hooking up with Tyler. You hooking up with Klaus. Like, girl, keep your legs closed.
Exactly.
No, I love Caroline, and I will ship them to the wheels for all, but if you had to go on looks, Haley would totally beat out Caroline. I'm just...
Girl, bye. No.
Bye.
I'm saying, like, no, girl. Caroline is the ish. Screw a Haley.
Oh, she is. I'm just saying on looks.
Can't
compete with...
All right, well, that to each his own. We will say that. All right, Courtney, thank you so much for calling in. Make sure you hit us up next week so we can talk about tortured Elena.
Oh, I'm done with her.
All right, bye, Courtney.
Bye.
Bye.
If you guys want to call in again, that's 424-256-1633. We are live right now on time. All right, so Rebecca, she's happy the witches are attacking Klaus. Elijah goes to find out who set Klaus up. And
he's going to either help or stop them.
Right. Save Klaus or kill Klaus. Very interesting to see that the witches were so scared of, when Klaus first approached the first witch, and she was so scared. This is Marcel's town. Like, I don't do magic.
She was so afraid of
breaking the
originals.
Rules.
Yeah.
No. Well, of the original,
them
but
too,
also
I felt,
more so Marcel.
Right.
Because if you're more scared of Klaus, I would have did the magic spell. But she was more afraid of, breaking Marcel's rule.
She shouldn't be that way. And that's why it's like Marcel has the upper hand and he's got all these tricks up his sleeves and he can control the magic, which there's that secret that Klaus clearly wants.
I would love it. Love, love, love. If they do cross over with the shows and Bonnie comes down there.
Yeah.
Just for... episode or two.
Vacation.
Yeah. Since she's always taking vacations from Mystic Falls.
Right.
I would love for her to take one to New Orleans and
I kind of felt like the Marcel Klaus situation was sort of when the son learns everything he can from his father and then he like grows the legacy of his father and almost does better than the father. What happens when the child exceeds the father's legacy?
Well, that's exactly what Klaus was frustrated with. And I love that Klaus humbled himself to realizing that and to take it to another place by working with the what he calls the enemy to kind of backfire on Marcel. So it's going to be really crazy to see this whole flip. It's almost like what Stefan did with Klaus.
Right, exactly.
Like Marcel says, I have the witches wrapped around my fingers. Marcel then kills Jane Anne. Which this part really blew my mind because I'm like, Klaus, how are you just going to sit there and let him kill the person that you need to ask the question about?
You needed to talk to her. I think that Klaus wasn't expecting that because Marcel did say, okay, I'm going to give you one more chance. And then before she had a chance to even say anything, what was that whip that they used?
Right. We have another caller on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, guys, man.
What's your name?
Hey, it's Jillian.
Jillian. Hi. All right, Jillian.
Hi.
I know you were
usually I get to hear you guys for a little bit, and then I'm on.
Oh, no, we got you right on, girl.
All right.
So, let's just talk about it. We have Marcel, and he has some sort of power over the town. Where were you standing with this episode and the characters?
You guys are going to hate me so much.
Okay.
I didn't really like this episode.
What?
Oh,
okay,
my.
Well, no, that's great. That's I like that. I want to know, what didn't you like about the episode?
I think it's that I have an issue with, like, pilot episodes where they spend so much time setting stuff up that I feel like it's really slow.
So you felt this episode was slow?
Yeah, only because, like, we've been waiting so long to see the two Salvatore brothers try to get Elena to turn back on her emotions, and it was like, oh, it's gonna happen, and we're gone.
Oh, but we're gonna get it next week.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and it's like, I just wanted that episode this next week. To be, like, tonight.
Well, and so that actually brings up a great point. Like I just said earlier to Kristen, the difference between the two shows, I think, is why they both will be so amazing on air. Vampire Diaries, it circles around love and this triangle, whereas the originals is more family-oriented and more, I feel like there's more adventure with the originals. So you kind of get best of both worlds. I wish they had a way that they could kind of mix the two together, but I guess the storylines are just too big that, and I mean people like you, Jillian, who don't want, you know, to spend so much time on this close story. So I feel ya, but what else didn't you like about the episode?
Okay, the ending kills me because Klaus said goodbye to Caroline, and I've liked them together because
mm-hmm.
I feel like she pushes him, and it's good. And I don't want Tyler to come back.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous about Tyler coming back to Mystic Falls now that Klaus is gone.
I really hope that this show doesn't kill Vampire Diaries, because if they actually take all these characters from Vampire Diaries, it's definitely going to weaken the Vampire Diaries story, because we are waiting for the satisfaction of Caroline and Klaus
mm-hmm.
on Vampire Diaries show. They've just built that up, and I did enjoy that phone call that he gave Caroline saying, you know, all I want to do, I'm here in my favorite place, you know, enjoying my favorite food.
Well,
and
did you take that as a bye to Caroline?
I didn't. I saw that as, like, she obviously won't be with him right now, so all he can think about is her, and he's letting her know, and hopefully she takes a vacation in New Orleans.
Well, not only that, but Jillian, yeah. Look at it this way, how I kind of took it, especially when he sat there and watched the painter at the end and, mm-hmm. you know, stood next to Camille, and just her, as soon as I saw Camille, I'm like, oh God, another blonde, it reminds me of Caroline, and I think that's what the appeal to him was. And I think yeah. Caroline has warmed Klaus up so much that he could kind of go with another girl and build a relationship, and with that relationship, not that I think it would be a real relationship, but I think it could actually make him a better person to be with Caroline.
Right. I mean, he's got his own yeah. psychologist now. This bartender right. studied psychology, so he's going to have a psychologist in the new show.
See, that scene freaked me out, though, because it's like, dude, Klaus, you got a baby on the way, and now you're hitting on this new blonde.
I don't want him to be with Haley, though. I don't.
No.
It was a one-night drunken mistake. And it works out in his favor because he's going to have a kid now. And, I mean, he really don't care who the mom is. He's a vampire, mm-hmm. so he lives forever. I don't know. You could see him with Haley, though? I really couldn't see that.
I just don't want him to be like, all right, kill her. That's cool.
I do.
Like, he was like that for a while, and I was just like, oh, my God, you're so, like, creepy and skeevy and ugh.
I mean, is she going to give birth to a hybrid? It might kill her.
It might kill her.
Really?
I
don't know. She's a werewolf, so wouldn't she heal anyway?
Maybe. I don't know.
And then Klaus could always
might claw its
give
way
her
out.
His blood if she needs it.
Where do you stand with Marcel and his whole little crew game?
First of all, his name made me laugh because when I hear Marcel, all I can think of is Marcel the Shell.
Wait, from like Nickelodeon?
I think it was a YouTube thing. I don't know. My friends used to joke about it all the time, but that's just what I do.
I know. I get so mad at you for bringing that up.
I don't know. But I don't know. I think he's creepy. I think he's like so dictatorish, and he's like, I have my family because I made them all, and it just reminded me so much of Klaus when he was doing the whole hybrid thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can see how Klaus made this. Like, how Klaus, I don't know if he didn't sire him, like, sire Bond.
No,
but he sired him, and it's just, oh.
I mean, I like it because I think it's like a mirror for Klaus. I think it finally, all these things are going to be a reflection for Klaus to look at and sit and kind of look at his own life and see the mistakes and where he's messed up, especially the fact that he has to work with witches and werewolves now. I just think it's setting Klaus up for such an amazing change in his life that finally, I think that's why Elijah said bye to Catherine. He sees, like, here's an opportunity for Klaus to finally be happy and drop this depression. And so I don't know, I kind of I'm that's why I like the Marcel thing. I think it's going to get to a really bad place. Hopefully Marcel realizes, I hope in the end him and Marcel are cool with each other, because I do like Marcel's character.
Marcel has to die. Only be one king.
Yeah, that's true. Like, his heart's going to get ripped out and eaten. Mm-hmm. Any last words before we say bye, Jillian?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting for Klaus to actually be on, like he's going to be probably the one being attacked once he wages a war against Marcel and his quote-unquote family.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be interesting for Klaus, because he's usually been the one attacking, and this time he's going to have to be on the defensive.
Mm-hmm. It would be very interesting.
Hopefully he'll protect Haley, so we can see what happens with this whole pregnancy thing.
Oh, it's happening.
I thought it was interesting that apparently a vampire is a human sonogram.
Yeah.
You hear the heartbeat.
You learn something new every weekend, Vampire Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
Jillian, give everyone your Twitter handle.
I'm at Jillian_Swan.
And if you guys love to talk about Vampire Diaries, please tweet at Jillian_Swan. She is on it. All right, Jillian, thanks so much for calling in. You definitely have to call in next week when you get your episode with the brothers and Elena.
Absolutely, as long as you guys are on time.
We will.
I can't call if you're not, because of the long distance thing.
Well, I know you'll be tweeting it at me. She'd be tweeting me the episode before it happens. I can't even look at it. I'm like, girl, you're going to ruin it for me. All right, thanks so much for calling in, Jillian.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I love it. All right, so Klaus pops up on Sophie and says, what did your sister want with me? Sophie has like this candlelit memorial outside. So quickly, like, your sister just died. Where'd you get these candles from? But she's a witch. Vampires attack her in the alley, and we thought Klaus was going to protect you. You predicted that Klaus was going to protect you at first, and it turns out to be Elijah.
And I was happy about that.
I was too. I like Elijah helping Klaus, and it's very brotherly love of him. Klaus approaches Marcel. Why am I being followed? And what are you up to in my town? And I love the back and forth between whose town it was. That first time, Marcel didn't mention anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of let him say, my town.
Right.
What did you think of that part?
He's like, what's mine is yours, but it is mine. And show me some respect. And boy, did he. I was just like, oh, yes. Because for a second, it looked like Klaus was going to step down to him.
Right, because
he looked
of all
really,
those vampires.
Yeah, upset.
At the end of the day, there's only one White Oak steak. It's with Rebecca.
Actually, Elijah gave it to Klaus, right?
Oh, right.
So who knows? Only he knows where it is.
So there you go. Marcel has a way to control the magic. I can't wait to find out what that is. What are some ideas? What do you think it could be?
That's a good question.
Working with a witch, maybe? Or
he got them to make all those daylight rings. So, I don't know. I have no idea.
And then this whole him taking Ravain.
Oh, Marcel taking
Ravain. Like, just putting it in his bottom, like, dip. Like.
He did.
Burns a little bit. Yeah. Like, what? All right.
I was shocked that Klaus attacked one of his, like, basically his family that he's created.
You said you love that he did that?
I love that he did that, though.
Me too. And I wish Klaus could make hybrids, because it would just make it so much more epic.
Right.
Elijah talks to Klaus. He shows him what the witches have in store in the cemetery, where he meets Sophie, and she wants to help Klaus stop Marcel. And then tells him about his baby.
She's pretty much using Klaus to help her stop Marcel. And in the process, they're going to keep Haley and the baby safe. And protect her with their magic, I mean,
predictions, we're going to keep more for Vampire Diaries, so we can kind of... Because who knows when this damn original show is going to air. But it's going to be interesting, like I said, to see Klaus's story arc and just to see how... balance changes. Are vampires and witches at one point going to be able to work together? And
it looks that way.
And the balance of magic going to change.
I mean, they're the ones that are coming to Klaus and is like, we want your help.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because Bonnie, I feel like all they need is Bonnie at this point and her reckless
Well, Bonnie can't go anywhere because she got to work with Silas.
Yeah, she's busy, but I'm just saying, like, can you just imagine her, like, unleashing on Marcel.
Standing in front of Marcel with that whole group of vampires. She'd be like, no.
Exactly. At this point. So, but we know that. And there's no easy fixes in television. We need, like, entire seasons to solve one itty-bitty plot.
After that, he says, Haley shows up carrying Klaus's child. I wrote, no, Caroline.
That's what I wrote to him.
Then
like,
he said, kill her and the baby. He walks away. Elijah sits down, talks to him, has this whole monologue of love, trust, loyalty, family,
power,
commitment, building a life. And Klaus says, no. That was
but he got all up in his face. I thought he was going to be like, okay, because Elijah was like, you know what, I'll
the
be your brother.
The brotherly love thing, yep.
Yeah, the whole, like, hand on the back of the head. You know it's real then. And he's all like, I will be here. I'll be beside you. I'll be your brother. I mean, this is what we've always wanted, mm-hmm. a family. There's going to be a child that we can raise together. And family is power. And loyalty comes from family. And, I mean, it's true. I didn't see it like that, but...
Then Rebecca says, stop searching for Klaus. He does not have any redemption in him. I'm not going to New Orleans. And then Catherine says, me and Klaus are driven by the same thing. We're alone and we hate it.
And that's what drives us.
I thought that was pretty deep for Catherine to realize that.
And she's admitting it? That's what love does to you, mm-hmm. I guess. Now that she's in love, she sees things differently. But I really... Rebecca, all it's going to take for her is to see that baby's face.
Right.
She's going to be there.
Again, going back to the whole Marcel as the king, just that whole conversation between the two of them, it was so aggressive and like lions. And Marcel saying, I'm the king. You're jealous. Show me some respect. And then after Klaus, when he bites the vampire, he says, I've broken your rule. I'm immortal. Who has the power now, friend?
Oh. I loved that. That was epic. I mean, this show is going to be so great because it's going to be the downfall and rise of an empire.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want to see one king go down and the next one rise? And obviously all the tribulations. This kind of reminds me of Game of Thrones because it's like there's one throne. And these two, one's going to fight to keep it. And the other one, the other family, is going to fight to take it.
And we're really going to see how badass the originals are.
Yeah.
Because we've never really seen... When the originals came to Mystic Falls, it was kind of like they kind of... even though they didn't, but they did kind of have some sort of respect for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of, like, kind of figuring out who owns everything. And they weren't really, like... This show was just so gangster. When we have Klaus, Elijah, working together with witches... oh, my God, I'm just so obsessed. I think I'm really excited for this.
I'm so excited.
Klaus watching the painter, you know, he sees Camille, the blonde bartender, and asks her, you know, what does the painter feel? She said, every artist has a story. It obviously really touched Klaus because he loves to paint. And she said, he's angry, dark, and doesn't feel safe. Wishes he could control his demons instead of his demons controlling him. He's lost and alone. And Klaus disappears. He was like, oh, shoot, girl, you reading my, reading
me. After tearing up and basically bawling in front of her, I was like, okay, I love you. Just cry in front of me.
Caroline would have been happy. And we would be really happy if you guys hit us up on AfterBuzz TV on iTunes and download, rate, subscribe to Vampire Diaries. I know you guys do it every week, and we appreciate it, but please get us to number one before the season ends. We totally appreciate it. So yes. Download, rate, subscribe, leave us a comment. Also, you guys can now not only watch us on the computer, but you can stream us live from your phones and your iPads now. So, I mean, if you didn't get home, say you didn't get home to watch the episode, you can just type in AfterBuzzTV.com and watch us, and we'll let you know what happened. And then you can call in and talk about it. All right, so... I love how Sophie says we need to get in the middle of Marcel's world. And Klaus, like I said, you know, kind of sucked up his pride, went back to Marcel, and is going to put on this little act. Gave him their blood to heal it.
That's the only way to do it, is to play friendly. But, you know, Marcel's going to be expecting that.
You think so?
Yeah, but he thinks he has the witches wrapped around his finger, and now they're going to be wrapped around Klaus's.
Yep.
And they seem to be the one thing that Marcel needed to suppress in the town. And it's going to be the one thing that Klaus has, so...
Well, it's also going to be interesting, because, I mean, at the beginning of the episode, they said something about werewolves being removed. So it'll be interesting to see how werewolves play a part in this, because one bite from a werewolf, a vampire is dead.
Exactly.
So,
That's Klaus's one up.
Klaus calls Caroline. All I can think about is how much I want to show you New Orleans. Best moment for me.
Which part?
Klaus calling Caroline.
Oh, I agree. Because it was for once, I guess it kind of takes being in your element to kind of think about who you want to share that experience with. When you are so, so happy, when something awesome has just happened to you, or you've just experienced the best time in your life, the person who comes to mind that you want to talk to or share it with or call, you know, that's kind of love.
And I wish they showed the, hopefully next week we'll see the opposite side of that phone call when she listens to her message.
Reaction.
I doubt where they're going to give us that.
They have to give us that.
I don't think they're going
It'll be a nice wink back at the originals.
It would be great. So, if you guys are listening and you guys didn't add it in next week's episode, go to the editing floor, find that cut, and throw it in there. Catherine wants Elijah to start a life with her, and he said goodbye.
Wow.
That was...
It was
poor Catherine. But why couldn't she go with him?
Because of Klaus. I mean, Elijah's going to be so busy. Would he really even want her there right now? I feel like eventually he'll call for her, but he should have.
I feel like at this time you need as many people on your team possible.
That's
and
a
Catherine's good,
point.
Good at faking stuff. She'd be great down there.
That's a good point, but I think they want the focus of the show to just be on the originals and the new characters for now, but I don't doubt that she'll be coming there eventually.
So then they bring us back to our Vampire Diaries. Elena's hungry. Damon goes to talk to her. They give her blood with her vein in it. And she says, right when they thought she was going to break, she says, you want to play games? Let's see who breaks first.
Me or you. And, wow, how long can she do this?
I don't know.
Who doesn't want to see torture? I guess we're going to see that next week. But it's going to be... I'm just going to be thinking about the originals, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I'm so over this petty love drama. I really am. So they're going to have to... I mean,
they're going to have to step the Silas story up.
Exactly.
We need some magic. We need some fighting. Like, we need to get some action on Vampire Diaries.
We need some more elements. I can't just do the talking heads back and forth and the same old, okay, Elena, I'm not giving in. I'm not going to turn back on my emotions. Like, I don't really want to see that next week. So I hope
the whole episode's not, I feel like the whole episode is going to be about that. On that note, let's head to actually predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All they showed us was the torture from Elena, so I'm assuming that's what they're going to focus on in the psyche of Elena again.
What can they even do at this point?
Yeah, it's like, first of all, didn't we already do this with Stefan and Damon? Like, So now we're going to do it to Elena. Like, hopefully, it just, it's not something that is, and we did it with Caroline.
Yep.
Remember Caroline's father? Hopefully this is something that, you know, they'll show parts of it, but they're going to stay heavy with the Silas story, because, the love story and the whole focusing on Elena all the damn time, like,
I'm done with it. I'm over it.
It seems like most of the fans are.
Yeah.
You know, not that we don't, I love Elena. I will always love Elena for the show. I don't feel the show could really go on without Elena.
Right.
But I need her to be a normal character.
Yeah.
She just has too many damn issues, and I don't know. I can't sometimes with her.
Do you think that Klaus will be in Vampire Diaries at all anymore?
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be something like Buffy, where they, you know, kind of fling him back and forth, which is great for the actors, because it's more screen time, more money, and I think it'll just keep the storylines kind of more interesting. Mm-hmm. We're always getting with Vampire Diaries, you know, these characters who they've known for years that we never knew what they were doing. So now we kind of can watch both seasons and get the best of both worlds. So I think it'll be really interesting.
I'm just not sure what excuse they're going to use for him going back.
Right. Well, that I feel like hopefully it'll be a witch thing. And maybe needing Bonnie's powers, because, I mean, Bonnie is at a stage in her life. I mean, it can even be to, like you said, Caroline going to the originals for a couple episodes.
Right. That would be cool.
But, again, high hopes. I don't know if it's really going to happen. Probably won't. But on that note, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys call in and talk to us every single week and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at AfterBuzz TV. If you want to keep the conversation going, you can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
And you can tweet me at Cinematic Escape, or you can bing my blog, Cinematic Escape.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.